So I'll pop back to rugby. I came here with the intention of seeing Magi Prince and picking up a couple of T-shirts, but also taking something back to Jessup's, which no longer works. And I just thought I'd pop to the market. And see an old friend called Andy. And he basically has been running a market stall here for as long as I can remember enjoying the market in rugby. He comes, he goes, he's like this ethereal, off-the-grid spirit that lives day by day, moment by moment. And today, I see this stall from a distance, and there's a massive Che Guevara in the background. I thought, it can't be him. He's here. I didn't necessarily want to get in his face with the microphone because he's serving people, but I wanted to say on the record I'm so glad to have bumped into him. And there is a friend of his that I'm going to kind of protect his anonymity at the moment.
Woodstock.
Well, that's all right then, because it's probably the name you're known by, Woodstock. Now, you call yourself a free man. A freeman. What does that mean?
A freeman. I'm a freeman. When I was registered at birth, when my parents registered me at birth, they registered the name as Mr. Wilbur Smith,
yeah,
which is a fiction.
Okay.
What they did was actually contract me to the government.
So the moment you were born,
yeah,
you had to be registered as a birth, as a person. On your birth certificate, almost effectively license you as a member of the United Kingdom, British government.
Yeah, register me to a corporation, which is the United Kingdom, is registered. There's an organisation called Dun & Bradshaw, and all the corporations and businesses are actually millions in there. And you can actually look them up. The police registered as public limited companies. The government actually registered as an organisation, as a corporation, I should say. And that's what you're doing with all the time. Every time they stop you and try and fine you for something, they're using statute. They're not using law. It's common law. It's not enforceable unless you actually contract with them. And when you, what they're actually doing, they want your name and address for you to enter into a contract. If you don't give them that information, which you're every right not to do, they can't contract with you. An instance was the other week there, I was 19 minutes over my parking time in a private car park, and the traffic warden tried to issue me a parking ticket. He asked me if I was the owner of the vehicle, which I replied, no, I'm not the owner of the vehicle, I'm the registered keeper. The owner of the vehicle is the DVLA. When I registered the car, I gave it away, basically. He asked me a few other things and then asked me if I would accept the parking ticket, and I told him as a freeman, I wasn't going to contract with him. I didn't want to do business with him.
So you've kind of stepped out of society's normal system of imposing laws upon people.
What they're doing is imposing statutes. Everything they tell you, like I asked them, what authorization have you got to fine me? The only people that can fine me is in a court of law with a judge sitting in session.
Yeah.
So you've got absolutely no authority to fine me. And he said, I said, what law are you using? And he told me it was the Road Traffic Act. And I said to him, well, it's an act, it's a statute, it's not a law. So therefore, I'm not going to contract with you.
So did he give you a ticket?
No, he walked away with a ticket in his hand. So he never actually issued a ticket.
Have you found a loop, or have people calling themselves, as you do, freemen, have they found a loophole in the system of society?
No, what we've basically found is that society as we know it is basically most of these people who issue fines, like the police, licensing board, council tax office, place like that, they're businesses. They're operating as businesses, and they're in the business of making money. So look, with your council tax, for instance, they take you to court. They hire a room in the court. There's no judge in session or anything. It's just the person from the council tax, a couple of solicitors, and a recorder. They've got absolutely no jurisdiction over you at all. You know, they have not got the authority to fine you.
How far has this been tested?
There is a website, and it's very, very good. There's a guy called John Harris, and the website is TPUC.
tpuc.com
or okay. .co.uk. But if you just type in TPUC, it'll come up, and there's loads and loads of instances where people have refused to to contract, whether it be a parking ticket, council tax, TV licence.
So what does TPUC stand for?
The People's United
Coalition?
I can't really remember.
So we're looking for TPUC, and so a policeman comes up to you now and says, I'm afraid I'm going to get you into Section 44 of terrorism.
I don't know why. Maybe you're taking a photograph
it's
of a
bank. It's a terrorism act. Yeah, it's a terrorism act. It's an act, again. Everything is an act.
So he can't technically arrest you?
No, he can't. And he can't stop and search you either. But the stop and search thing was tested in the Court of Human Rights, and it was basically outlawed. They've got, without reasonable suspicion, they can't stop you and just search you for no reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're acting above and beyond... Sorry, you're talking above and beyond my knowledge base anyway, so I'm going to have to, you know, check the website out and check all of this. But
they can only contract with you as a person, not as a human being.
How do you become a freeman, then?
You basically just don't contract with people.
You just denounce society.
Well, you what you say is my name is John of the family Smith.
Yeah.
I'm not Mr. John Smith. Mr. John Smith is a fiction. It's the piece of paper that was generated at your birth that created the fiction. And that's how they... Like, every piece of paper, every bit of legislation they send to you is block capitals. And that's how corporations work.
So what... I'm trying to think of what the people sat at home, maybe listening to this, who half are very excited about the possibility there's going to be another half that are going, oh, this can't be right, society would collapse, or I bet this guy's on the dole. I bet this guy uses the system when he wants to.
I think to a degree everybody uses the system, but I use it as you know, I don't use it unless I really have to. But you know, it's early days yet, so we're working on ways of getting around it. You know.
So do you pay your taxes?
No.
Interesting. So you've decided, which at the moment you're probably best friends with Billy Bragg.
Council tax, road tax. Basically, what I do is when I get a letter that I don't want to, you know, if I don't want to contract with them, I send tape on the front of the letter, write no contract, return to sender.
Interesting. You just write that on the back of every...
No, I just write it on the front of the letter.
So, as far as road tax goes, we've got number plate recognition cameras, which can automatically send you stuff.
But it's not a law.
Have you had any of that sent through to you?
I've sent it back to the DVLA. I got a letter to renew my road tax, and I sent them back saying no contract, return to sender. But on the back of the letter from the DVLA, it actually says, do not return to sender. And what I've done is I've just... blanky that I've just ticked that out and I've sent it back to them anyhow. The same as the TV licensing people. I've refused to contract with them either.
And nothing's happened yet?
Not to date, no.
There was
a case where somebody was taken to court for community charge, which is actually on the TPU website, TPUC website, and basically they walked out of court.
They just walked out of court and left him to it?
No.
Oh, the actual person who was...
The person who was taken to court, they didn't prosecute. They couldn't. They had no power to do because he wouldn't contract with them. And this is what people are starting to wake up to the fact that you're just being conned all the time.
Being a part of society and obeying the rules is a game that we can choose not to play?
Yeah, of course it is. It's an illusion. It's what they do is they issue you with a sort of official-looking piece of paper and tell you to pay what's on, you know, what's written on it.
And if you don't choose to just blindly do it, like we always do because we're taught to follow rules and regulations.
From a very early age. And, you know, society as it stands today, if you're standing outside society, people, they just like act like sheeple. If somebody says, like, the price of the oil is going to... nobody questions it anymore. You know, people just blindly...
I must say, you know... You're probably the most gutsy person I've met for at least a couple of weeks. I've met some pretty gutsy people when I was abroad, but not someone who's decided to take on the whole system that we live in and work in by just ignoring it.
Basically dismantle it. not ignoring it.
Do you think the more people that do this, what would happen? Would we have anarchy?
Well, this is what they're saying. This is what they're holding against us. They're sort of saying, well, you know, if nobody paid any taxes, there would be anarchy. What is anarchy? Do you know what I mean? It's not going to happen. Because most of the people will just continue paying taxes, they'll continue working 9 to 5 and paying the VAT and everything else. they need to really look into it and see how they're being conned from cradle to grave. We excessive bank charges, new fines been regulated all the time. You know, everywhere you look, it's a fine.
How do you live? I guess if you
I
live
forage.
Out... So you forage.
I forage for food.
Are you
do.
A freegan?
No, I eat meat.
I mean, freeganism is...
Well, freegan, where you don't pay for any...
Yeah, yeah.
I pay for very little.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you don't... You know, a minute ago when I was... It was quite flippant of me saying, oh, somebody probably out there is thinking you're on the dole, but if they're going to give you money, why should you not just take it and say, thanks for the free money?
Yeah, because for years they've been taking your money quite literally. Liberally, you know, the banks have been overcharging people for years.
How many Freemans do you know?
There's quite a few on the site, yeah. There's
so
quite a few.
I've
wrote to Scotland to try and deregister my birth.
To try and deregister
I'm
your birth?
To deregister my birth, because when my parents registered me as a person, what they did was without my knowledge or say so. I had no control over that. Like now, I've decided I don't want the contract. So I want my birth deregistered.
And you'll just be known as Woodstock.
Woodstock, that's it.
I'm going to look into this. You've absolutely got me fascinated. I want to find out more. I bet you I can look into some of the social networks I'm a part of and find people who have a similar kind of mindset as you. I want to say good luck, and I really want to say good luck because you are doing something that not many people are doing. You're really stretching the bounds of my understanding of how society works. And you've made me ask myself a lot of questions about what I'm doing. So, Woodstock, a lot of people won't agree with what you're saying. I think
probably
they should
not.
Just say, hang on a second, this guy has experimented with life in quite an extreme manner, and it excites me, I must say.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.